Who invented the telephone? Ask any sixth grader in Canada and you'll probably get the same response.
Bell.
Yeah, Bell. Mr. Bell.
Dr. Yeah, Graham he was a doctor for the deaf.
Oh, yeah, Graham Bell. Yeah.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah.
You heard of
that? Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Antonio Meucci?
No. Oh, yeah, he was they say he was also the original inventor of the telephone.
Well, if you ask that same question to the U.S. Congress and a growing number of telecommunications buffs and historians, that last child was right. It's Antonio Meucci, not Alexander Graham Bell, or so they say. But according to our House of Commons, Mr. Bell is still King of the Ring. Now there's a group of Italian-Canadians who want to set the record straight. Laureen Pandera is a reporter with the CBC in Montreal, and she brings us the story. Good morning, Laureen.
Good morning, Jennifer.
I thought that this question was settled at a political level anyway in Canada last spring.
Yes, Jennifer, the issue was before the House of Commons last June, and it was a bit of a matter of national pride. For listeners who may have missed this, that's when the U.S. House of Representatives passed its own motion officially recognizing Antonio Meucci as the inventor. He was born in Italy, but he died an American. Of course, you know, Bell was an immigrant too, a Scot who lived and worked in Boston. But he did spend time in Brantford, Ontario, and he died at his country home in Nova Scotia. So we do have a certain claim to Mr. Bell. And then when he was passed over by Congress, well, as you can imagine, that sparked a mini furor in the House of Commons.
So I'm wondering, Mr. Speaker, if I can ask the minister if she will take the time to inform the U.S. Congress that indeed, yes, Virginia, Alexander Graham Bell did invent the telephone.
Honourable Minister of Canadian Heritage.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is one planted question that will bear fruit, Mr. Speaker.
And so Sheila Cobbs put forward a resolution supporting Bell as the phone's true inventor, and that was duly passed by the House unanimously. But for every action, there is a reaction, and Italian-Canadians following this story were in turn incensed that Meucci should be so flippantly dismissed.
Well, who was he?
He was an Italian born in Florence in 1808, a pretty educated young man for his day. He had a bent for physics and chemistry, and he worked in the theater. He ended up in Havana, which is where he actually invented his teletrofono, the speaking telegraph. New York City beckoned, the place where he hoped to become a commercial success. But he died there 39 years later, a pauper and a broken man after years of fighting the Bell Company for a recognition of his claim.
And all these years later, tempers seem to be still flaring up about this. Why is that?
Well, it's not about claiming wealth by the descendants or anything like that, because Meucci and his wife were childless. Here in Montreal, the campaign to have Meucci honored as the telephone's true inventor is being spearheaded by a businessman named Franco Gucciardo. Gucciardo says his goal is simply to present what he calls objective and scientific proof to help Meucci take his rightful place as the telephone's inventor.
It is to present the truth. The important thing is that, to present information that did change the world. And therefore, it is important to have that information as correct as possible.
That's Franco Gucciardo. Gucciardo. And visitors to his little Meucci Center in Little Italy in Montreal told me the other day, Meucci's problem getting his due is that folks in the New World are simply not used to thinking of Italian immigrants as anything but mafia thugs. Among those I spoke to was Mario De Filippo, who's a journalist with an Italian radio program in Montreal.
Dai a Cesare quel che di Cesare. We say, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Christ said that. So, for the truth, don't be arrogant. Don't take what does belong to you.
That was Mario De Filippo. I don't suppose we're going to settle this on this morning in a few minutes, but how strong do you think the claims are of Meucci's supporters?
Until a few years ago, no one had ever looked hard at the scientific evidence for Meucci's claim until Dr. Basilio Catania came along. Catania is an international pioneer in the field of fiber optics, and he's retired now. He lives just outside Turin. Way back in 1989, he came across a story about Meucci while on his way to a telecommunications conference in, of all places, Alexander Bell's birthplace of Edinburgh. He says he was curious enough to peruse the library for more information about Meucci, and what he found, he said, intrigued him. Half the literature claimed Meucci was a charlatan, the other half a genius.
Whenever you tell a researcher that they think is black, and then you say that they think is white, his curiosity is immediately triggered. this happened to me. I said, I would like to shed some light on this fact. After all, the telephone has always been important in the life of people for our own work as engineers in telecommunications. Why should we continue eluding ourselves that Antonio Meucci was the inventor of the telephone? Let's demonstrate that either he was or he was not.
That's Dr. Basilio Catania. And Jennifer, he really became a man on a mission. They say everybody needs a project for retirement, and proving or disproving Meucci's claim became his.
Did he get anything concrete?
He spent a few months combing through archives in Florence, in Havana, in Cuba, the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, museums in New York, and on Staten Island, where Meucci actually lived. He returned home with 20,000 pages of photocopies of stuff that no one had ever looked at before. He set it aside for a while. Then he tripped over a copybook at one point, around 1994, that was part of an affidavit signed by Meucci, which detailed his experiments, complete with dates and diagrams. One of those notes described in detail the inductive loading of telephone lines. Now, that means nothing to you or me, but to a telecom engineer like Catania, it was like a thunderbolt. The textbooks say inductive loading was discovered in 1900. So what Meucci was describing was actually 31 years before it was officially invented. And that's just one example of what he found in those books.
Well, is he alleging anything even more scandalous, that Bell perhaps stole Meucci's invention?
There are allegations like that, but Catania's not part of it. He says he doesn't care one or another, one way or the other. He says that the thing was, Bell was clearly a great PR man for his own work. He had contacts in high places in the world of politics and academia, but Meucci could hardly speak English, and that obviously was important in New York City. Catania doesn't even hold it against Sheila Copps that she so ceremoniously dismissed any notion that Meucci could be the phone's true inventor. He says any politician, any country in the world would have done the same thing.
Being a minister of Canada, she has a lot of reason to support Alexander Graham Bell. He was loved by people in Canada, the same as Meucci is loved from the New Yorkers. It is not the fault of Sheila Copps. The fault is of all historians that in the past, having not the slightest idea of the engineering science, of telecommunication science, they could not discover the value of Meucci's invention. Nobody knows what Meucci did or did not, etc. He's a perfect unknown.
That was Dr. Basilio Catania. We're going to have to wrap it up there, but Laureen, thank you for bringing us the story.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.